Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Guess who's back? That's right. It's the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, hosted by Eva Marcille and the beautiful L'Oreal. What's up, L'Oreal?
Hi.
It's a fantastic week. We are going to get this thing kicked off because last week was oh so super juicy. We can start with all the fashion, the extravaganza, all things beautiful at the Met Gala. We have to talk about all the fashions we saw there and did not see, who came and didn't come and all that good stuff. And then Diddy debuted something this week. No, it wasn't a new song. It was a new boo. That's right. Diddy has a new boo, and they are in Italy getting it in. And on a really sad note last week, we lost a few entertainers, and we'll definitely talk about that because there is definitely a thread line with all of their deaths. And there's a man who flies 650 miles for a first date. I know you got something to say about that, L'Oreal.
You know, all this time I was talking and my mic was muted. So that's
great. I was wondering. I was like, where are you?
I thought I was backing you up, child, but I was backing you up in spirit. Let's put it like
see,
that.
See, that's how you do it. You back me up even when I can't hear you. That's how you do it, friend.
Exactly.
What else is going down?
We also going to talk about more college-educated women. They're having babies outside of marriage. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Or okay. Is it? Also, I was reading some of these DMs over the weekend,
uh-oh.
And I'm going to share some with y'all. You know how we do. And this is our favorite part for our final question to Undress. You're not going to believe it, Eva.
What?
Tell them that this happened.
Fine. If he's going to throw his mama away like that, I'm scared.
Because you're going to be the next woman he throw away.
Listen, that part.
That's right. Uh-uh. It's going down. Make sure you listen to how we undress all this mess on the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. And speaking of Macy's, they have a lot of interesting things going down this month.
They do. You know what I'm really excited about? I'm excited that this is Hispanic Heritage Month. Ding, 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 ding. Super excited about Hispanic Heritage Month. And so is Macy's. Now, Macy's is committed to supporting brands owned and founded by Latinas to show how much they value diverse and visionary talent. So you can go ahead and shop the Beauty Blender makeup line, Dauntless, cruelty-free. Yes, I did say cruelty. Free,
that's right.
That does matter. And responsibly made jackets and bags, Joanna Vargas skincare and more at Macy's today.
Oh my God. You know what? This is my favorite time of the year, Eva.
Is
fall.
Yes.
Fall when you're able to dress. You know what I mean? And put on some clothes, put on some good things. The air is changing a little bit. The chill is coming out. And Macy's is always going to make sure they take care of you with that positive energy through three trends. There's three trends going on right now. The gray area, which me, I love me some gray. That's one of my favorite sweat suits and all that. I have so many gray.
You like a man in a gray sweatpants.
Listen, I like to be the man if that's the case. Because I put the gray sweatsuits on. You hear me?
Okay, so we got like gray.
It's an effortlessly cool. Then you also have the down to earth. And that's where you can shift over your neutrals and, try to get a little good with the deep rust and the warm chocolatey brown color. That looks good on both of our skin. You
yes,
got the look. You're in the tan right now. You're actually going right down to earth as you should be. And then it's also all about hues. Now, this is an alternative to fall's earthy brown and gray looks. To add a little bit of rush of color. You know, don't be scared to throw some color in. Some people only do color for the summer, but I like to mix it up all the time. I know you do as well. And this is a great trend for both men and women, not just women. You know what I mean? So make sure you get your bold colors out, your grays, and your earth tones, and kill it all with Macy's.
Okay, so L'Oreal, you talking fashion. I have to slide into this first topic because it is all fashion. The Met Gala 2021 just went down, and baby, was it a fashion extraordinaire. It was a spectacular, honey.
Can I just say this though, Eva?
Huh?
They brung the whole hood out to the Met Gala. I was proud. I was proud because I ain't never see so many beautiful black people at the Met Gala. I mean, we see a speck in here and there.
But see, the thing is that we are the culture and we have always been the culture. And so now it is high time that they realize it. We've been at the gala. They just weren't putting the cameras on us.
Oh, but I know that's right.
At the reports of the red carpet from Gabrielle Union to Sierra.
Beautiful.
Sierra was so cute. She wore that football-inspired gown.
I loved it.
The theme this year was American Lexicon.
Yes.
Even if Gabrielle Union, when she switched into her after-party outfit, she turned into a Prince-inspired outfit. It was epic. But I must say, who stole the show?
Who?
The person that stole the show is the
dying.
Queen of them all. Iman.
Iman. Oh, she killed it.
Oh, she came in a gold applique pantsuit that was, what's this called? It was a tube pantsuit with this gown of feathers. And just she was insanely regal. Kill Pretty did her makeup out of New York City. And baby, when I tell you, she turned heads and stunned. ASAP Rocky was there with the beautiful
Rihanna. Wait, girl, you know I'm crazy because when they said Iman, I was like, Iman Shump?
No, but speaking of Iman Shump, his wife held it all the way down for the Shumperts. Listen, when I tell you Teyana Taylor came in there with some silver on peel with the body, oh my God.
Her body is fire.
It's insane.
So low key, she don't have to wear nothing fancy, special, or anything. Soon as she come through, she can have a whole string on. We gonna be like, girl, did you see what Teyana Taylor? She had a good weekend this weekend. You know what I mean?
She had a great weekend. She looked absolutely fabulous. She stopped by the red carpet and they asked her how she was feeling. She said hungry. She had some Pringles in the car and she was ready to eat. Kiki Palmer looked absolutely amazing.
I miss
girls Kiki. Came out. However, Bevy Smith from Bevelations.
Okay.
She is a style maven, a style icon. We all know her. And she had a lot to say. She spoke out about how this is an opportunity, considering that there were so many African Americans highlighted, opportunity for us to show up and show out and not just physically be there, but wear black designers. And she was very disappointed, she said, and disheartened by the amount of people that opted not to wear black designers. Now, if you don't really know how the Met Gala goes, what happens is it is an event. It's called the Metropolitan Gala, where all of these designers, they come and they show. It's fashion season right now. All the new collections are out. So they get the best of the best, all the biggest stars, and they wear their current fashions or what they've been working on for the past 6 or 7 months, specifically for the gala.
Like a work of art. They're showing
like
off their
art. So Versace Atelier, for example, Donatella, you saw her there. She dressed a lot of the girls. So the girls that she dresses will sit at the table with her, and that's the Versace table, and Balenciaga, and so on and so forth. So Bevy was like, well, why we don't have enough black designers? Where's Marco Hall? Where are all of our designers that are right here in America, considering that it was American Lexicon? But we flew all of our clothes from overseas with all these other designers. I think it's a great night to highlight the creativity and the beauty that is fashion, because a lot of times it's understated. But what are black designers? Like, who
I'm
going to
blame. I'm going to blame all the black entertainers that didn't think to do so, because I know even when I do little things, not Met Gala, obviously, I'm always incorporating a black designer. We did a shoot the other day and I made sure I had Zarina Akers on. I made sure I had Rachel Roy. Like, you know, you have to get out there and represent your, you know, your people too.
But
and
you said it perfectly though, because you're intentional about it. You made sure you knew that this was a big platform. You knew what you were able to do and you knew the assignment and you pulled up.
Right. And I was actually upset because I had ordered something from Misa's collection and it didn't come in time. And that's
Misa's stuff sold out.
Her stuff is sold out. And, you know, Misa is not only, I think, an amazing stylist and designer, but she's also a friend. So I also want to make sure, and Ducky Confetti, who's a friend of mine as well.
Yes.
Like, I like to make sure that I remember when he had one sweatsuit.
Like, why didn't Laquan Smith have his crew? Laquan is everything.
It's disappointing. And we do got to shout out AOC, who shout out Kobe Cove. He brought to our attention that she had a black designer on with Tax the Rich on the back, which is what's going to happen very soon. But I will say, shout out to your girl, Kim Kardashian, who was the only one designed with a black designer. And that's Kanye. She had a mask over her face and looked crazy.
Was that Kanye with her?
So it wasn't. It's the creative director from Balenciaga. But
not giving me a Kanye walk.
No. But everybody thought that it was Kanye because that guy also hangs out with Kanye. I think his name is like what's his name? Let me get it.
Well, I do know Aurora James. That's the name of the black woman who designed the trench jacket situation that AOC had on.
She looked amazing.
Super dope. Said Tax the Rich. All I'm going to say is the Met Gala went down. The Melanated Kids came to play. And it was absolutely amazing. I had a good time watching it.
Don't leave Lil Nas X out now. He done had three outfits.
He not come. Okay, what did you think, especially on the heels of that VMAs and a reporter having a lot of opinions about his outfit from Donatella?
Oh, no, I hated the purple gown at the VMAs. It
did
just
you hate
wasn't
the gown
cute.
Or did you hate the mullet?
I think it was a combination of both because I like Riri when she wears the mullet. I just didn't. It wasn't giving what it needed to give. But that cape that he came in,
that gold
to the gala. Child. Chloe and Holly, they killed it.
Oh my God, they
she was helping
it.
Her sister fix her dress. I love them.
So cute.
ASAP with his Captain Crunch jacket. I didn't like that. I like the suit. I'm going to tell you, I like when he took it off and he had the suit with Riri, they looked fire together.
He was clean. But see, this is what the Met Gala is about. That's why when people play it too safe or they wear just a regular gown, it's like, sis, you have the opportunity to go up and beyond. And they give you a grand theme and you can go. A lot of them did very regal hair. June Ambrose had her hair up. A lot of women had their hair up.
I agree with you. And I love ASAP Rocky. And he's so stylish, but I feel like I came for Riri. And this is the problem with them two being together, which I don't have no problem because they're my favorite couple. But sometimes he's going to have to take the back seat because she's Rihanna. And Jay-Z learned how to do it with Beyonce. He never sacrificed his own career and self. But
how you know Riri didn't tell me? That looked like Rihanna was like, Robin said, it's up. Put that
I'm
on.
Sorry, they I'm both like, look cold. They just both look chilly. I wanted to put a campfire. I wanted to put a campfire in front of them. It wasn't matching.
They looked adorable, though. They did get one of the cutest couples from the.
I love them together. The when he took that jacket off, I was like, let's go ASAP. Like,
had to give you a reveal. And listen, ASAP Rocky ain't messing that up. He knows what it is. He had his chance before. He back around. And round two going to be round it, baby.
Yeah,
two
you better stop for Drake come back in and swoop in there.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Speaking of relationships, what is going on with Diddy?
Lord, let me tell you something about your boy Diddy. So he debuted a new young boo in Italy, and we're kind of familiar with this woman. We've talked about her before on this show. Last week, Diddy, who is 51 years old, was seen in Italy with model Joy Chavez, and you know her.
Come on, brother love.
Come on, brother love. He always keeps a new thing out there. They were kissing on a yacht and spending a week long together. They got caught kissing, hugged up, booed up, laid up on top of each other. The paparazzi caught them. And after the paparazzi caught them, she just went all out and just started posting from the yacht and just was like, forget it, because we're already caught. Now, she's 32. He's 51. Joy has a child with Bow Wow. She also has a child with Future. And in a recent interview, Bow Wow actually admitted that he learned how to be a family man from Diddy. So I guess he's going to teach your baby mama now. Also, I'm just saying, they posted a throwback image of him and Diddy. And, you know, Diddy was actually linked to
Bow
Young
Wow and Diddy?
Yeah, Bow Wow and Diddy. And Bow Wow was like 5, so that was even funnier. And Diddy looked like yesterday. And, you know, Diddy was linked to Young Miami and the City Girls, and everybody figured that they were dating because they were writing.
That's the problem. The problem is that when you see someone, that's why I wanted the confirmation if you saw them kissing or not. Because when you see someone with someone, there is a quick assumption that they're dating. Like, girl, I can't even stand next to somebody without them saying like, oh, what's going on there? Where's your husband? You're like, right. What do you mean? It's just an event.
Young Miami and Diddy were actually adding fuel to the fire by like making little comments, writing underneath each other's page. And now let's just say this, Young Miami has unfollowed Joy and they were cool, allegedly. And now all of a sudden they're no longer following. Well, Joy's still following her though.
Okay.
But she's not following Joy. Yeah, she has to be. You took her man. What, you going to unfollow her too?
You can't take somebody's man. It's impossible.
Especially when we're talking about brother love. Now, let me just make this really clear. Young Miami is 27 years old. His oldest son is 27 years old. So that might be a little awkward, but I feel like men don't care about stuff like that. Also, fans started connecting the dots with previous relationships between Future, Lori Harvey, and more, and basically pinning it together. Like, why is everyone dating the same three people? You know, Future has also dated Ciara, who dated Bow Wow before, and Lori Harvey dated both Puff and Future. It's like they're bouncing around
These are the girls that know how to stay quiet. The rest of the girls are out here taking videos and blowing up the spot.
Well, you ain't that quiet, sis. If they found you, somebody knew about it.
But it's only because people are lurking, not because she was being thirsty. It wasn't like she just went off and was like full blast. It was one of those things, you know, when you see the entertainers in their backyard and then a helicopter comes and take a picture. Like, I mean, what are you going to do?
I feel like people know what they're doing, though. You know what I mean?
Like the Drake thing, when Drake did that date.
Yes. Sometimes it'd be planned out. I don't know. Like, what do you think of these two being together? Who do you think is the better match? Should he have chose Young Miami or Joy?
I don't think it works like that. I think that we overdo the idea of forever love. You know what I mean? We deserve to enjoy ourselves. Diddy has lost a lot in the last few years and has been going through a lot. And sometimes we're not emotionally available for a relationship. Sometimes we're just trying to hang out. And there's a difference. And I don't think it's about, you know, me being her man or her man, but me being a man and just having fun. And then
he's been having fun for a while. And I will say this about Diddy. It's every time Diddy likes to play around and he only likes to get serious when he sees he lost something. God bless the dead. But Kim Porter, you know, once she passed away, he was like, you were my soulmate. I should have married you.
Hindsight is 2020, though. A lot of times you don't see what's right
there. Let's not forget Cassie. Don't forget Cassie now, too. Cassie left him. She went, started and had her a good, nice family. And he was like, oh, I should have married you.
Chilling.
It's like, boy, you should have get it together today. Like,
okay, but if he's just going to play in the meantime and those people around him are going to opt to play with them, I don't see the problem.
I mean, there ain't no problem because this is his life. But at the end of the day, don't come crying and talking about, I should have married on social media because I don't want to hear it, okay? You could have married anyone.
See, that's the thing. I saw a post on Instagram the other day talking about how women don't provide a space for their men to feel comfortable, to emote and to talk about how they feel. They always got to be cool. It always got to be okay. Like him saying, I'm not doing right. I'm not doing well. This is what I should have done. And having regret, I think that's a very manly thing to do versus pack it all in and act like everything's good.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. But if you're going the wrong way and you keep going the wrong way, then I'm going to let you fall off the cliff. Like, I'm not going to hug you at the end of it and be like, well you
that's
knew you
like Cassie said, Kiki.
Exactly. And now she's happy or looks happy because, you know, looks are deceiving. He likes to keep a good little allowance on his lady. So I know that, you know, Joy would appreciate that. Any woman would. I'll take a little allowance. Well, you wouldn't like a little allowance?
And no, I want no allowance. Because allowance sounds like something comes along with that. I don't want allowance. I want to go to work and get a paycheck.
What if you don't? What if you get to do what you want to do in life, like
then,
regular?
Then you asleep and you in a dream because that is not how the world works. Now, I want to switch reels really fast. This is a really sad topic, but I think it's something that we cannot fail to speak about because it is so sad, because it's something that's plaguing our community. So last week was a really, really rough week for entertainment. We lost quite a few entertainers. entertainers. We suffered a few losses last week. Comedian Farquan Johnson, Rico Angeli, and Natalie Williamson, who were all together, actually, passed away due to an apparent OD due to fentanyl-laced cocaine. And this word and name, fentanyl, has just been coming up over and over again. It has been an ongoing issue across the country, with overdoses going up last year, seemingly due to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Now, 93,000 people have died from the drug overdose in 2020. Comedian Kate Quigley, who survived, recently stated, "All I can say is tell your people that you love them every day. Stay safe and please do not take life for granted. I did and I never will again." And later on in the week, we learned a shocking blow. I know you're from New York, so you might know him. He's definitely was a friend of mine. We worked together. Yeah. Michael K. Williams was found deceased in his apartment due to an apparent overdose of drugs also. Now, these deaths have absolutely shaken up Hollywood, because the drug underlining issue is in all of them. Tiffany Haddish was friends with both Fuquan and Michael K. Williams, said that she was messed up over the deaths. You know, I know a lot of people responded, and Tiffany, I guess, in trying to make it a soft joke and trying to pivot,
just nothing funny about this,
said, "When did cocaine become popular again?" And, you know, Michael K. Williams did an interview with Tamron Hall, basically talking about the demons of fighting drug addiction and what that looks like.
He's been battling for before he even had money. And that's what some people didn't understand. They thought it was like a new situation, but he's been battling. And I get that during COVID and these trying times, like a lot of people have leaned on drugs and things of that nature. But this fentanyl is kind of new. And what I mean by new is like, this is what...
new for our community.
Yeah, new for our community. This is what they're cutting the drugs with in order to make them stronger. Because some people are asking, why do they use it? We spoke with a drug counselor on Morning Hustle. My friend Joelle Ashley, she owns a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center in Miami called Transitions. Nice. And she's also a recovering addict. And, you know, there were so many questions we had.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Because there's some people that can take the same exact thing and they'll live from it. And there's others that it's a little, you know, like a little bit can kill you.
A drop, a dose, just a little bit of it.
Right. Well, she was saying that some people, like, you don't even realize, but it's in certain drugs and you're a little by little getting immune to it. And others have never had it in their system, so it will instantly kill them. Oh. And, you know, because some people literally look for fentanyl to take because they've built up, you know, what they're telling. They're starting now to put it in weed as well. They had some deaths, I believe it was in Detroit or Chicago. It's definitely Midwest. So basically what it does is it makes it stronger. So if there's like a low grade or whatever you're cutting it with, it's to make it more potent. So if you have a low grade of weed, you're thinking you're doubling it up by adding a little bit of fentanyl in this past power. 50 was saying that that's what the episode was about. Very tasteless what he said after. But it is. If you watch the episode, it shows 50 or Kanan, whatever, made crack and he used fentanyl. And he was supposed to use a little bit. He made a little more. I mean, he put more and it killed a bunch of people. Yeah. Super dangerous. You know, Michael K. Williams was such a great guy. Like,
Amazing guy. Like, people don't know. They know him from Omar Little on the show. And even when he was on the show, The Wire, he battled with drug addiction. And
the whole time.
The entire time. He said there were nights he was sleeping on a mattress with other drug addicts in between days of shooting. It's just, it's one of those things that I just wanted to touch on for a second because it is ravishing our community. And it's so sad that we want to ignore it, but it can't be ignored. And it's one thing that if we do not not get a hold of it, it will spill over to our children. So check on friends.
You got to stop playing around. Yeah.
And be careful real about it.
I literally just saw him the end of June during the Grammys and sat down with him.
I just saw him at BET Awards with D-Nice. I was with that man 2 months ago.
Laughing and joking. Exactly. Same amount of time. Like, oh yeah, that was BET. Sorry, I said Grammy.
Yes, yes. Same time.
Same amount of time. And just so sad and so shocking. I wasn't expecting that. But, you know, condolences to his family, his
and
fans,
all the families,
his friends.
All the ones that lost their
all
lives.
Of the families. Yes.
Raquan, Rico, Natalie.
One night of quote unquote fun could turn into a tragedy for, you know, the rest of your family's lifetime. Let's move on and talk about something
let's
a little
some
bit.
Switch some reels into something a little juicy. Light, no, you got right. Some juicy. Let's squeeze. What you got?
All right, let's switch things up and get a little bit more lighthearted. We had, you know, got me over here about to cry, and I don't want to
cry.
Do that.
But we got to keep it real. We undress it all. So the stuff that's right. Difficult to talk about, we're going to hit on that too.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So let's talk about this man. This is funny to me and actually not so far-fetched. So there's a man. He flew 650 miles for a first date. Now,
what?
This is. I'm going to tell you about it. I think it's kind of sweet. Now, listen.
You would, online, he in your DM.
No. So then he probably, I missed him because I would have definitely never responded. Anyway, you know, online dating has blown up. It's like the new thing, the new wave. I've never done it. I'm about to try it next if I get to the point where, like, I'm done.
I'm going to be your wing woman. If you try it, then I'm going to go with you to the dates.
Did you watch Clickbait? I'm going to use your picture.
Heck yes. No, you not. Yes, I did watch Clickbait. And Emma, don't get me started. Yes,
I'm
going to
use your picture. So let's do that. Okay, so they say typically people use dating apps like Tinder, Hinge, and Bumble to meet people. Now social media has taken and become the big trend to meet people. I feel like, if anything, that's where you do meet people, Instagram, and I guess now TikTok has become a thing.
My niece met her boyfriend. They've been together a year in a DM.
You see what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. Some DMs might slide through, and most of them don't. But anyway, a 26-year-old from Texas, his name is Matt. He posted a video of himself. So it was one woman that caught his eye, and you'll never believe it was an Olympic athlete. Her name is Taylor. She commented and he was interested. So they started conversing. So he was swimming. She like, okay, I like your backstroke. Come backstroke.
Dive.
You know that. Let me dive in it. 2 weeks later, he purchased a flight to guess where? Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Exactly. And that, see, if it was like LA or something, you could pull that off, because if you don't like the person, you got to know somebody else.
There's no reason to be in Nebraska outside of the movie Belly and this man.
The illest N-word in Nebraska.
In Nebraska. He's eating a banana. He had a problem.
Eating a banana. But anyway, so they posted their first meetup. It got over 4 million views on TikTok. Now they are exclusively dating and they plan to see each other at least once a month. Now, have you ever, I'm scared to ask you because I think I know the answer already. Have you ever flown to meet a stranger for a first date?
I know. I've had someone fly to meet me, but I've never flown to meet a stranger for a first date.
Okay, but they were kind of a stranger.
Yeah, we were talking and we hadn't met in person yet, but we had friends in common. So it wasn't as like skeptical as someone just online. We did have people in common, but if I would fly that far.
Well, how far did he fly?
From New York to LA.
That's pretty far. Like, I like
across the country. But you, like you said, it's LA. So if it didn't work out, he just go to the Hollywood Walk of Fame and
he
have some
go
fun.
To Nobu. He could go to McDonald's. He could do anything. I ain't got McDonald's in Nebraska.
What about you? I know somebody done flew you out.
I definitely, in my younger years, wouldn't mind getting flued out to go places. But now that I have a whole career and a life, like, I don't do stuff like that.
Too much to lose.
Yeah, too much to lose. Plus, I don't want to end up on the ID channel because they buried me under the bedroom.
No, don't say that.
No, I'm just saying because people are crazy. You got to be careful nowadays, you know. But I do have to agree. Like, I met one person for social media before. Mm-hmm. And we ended up linking up or whatever the case. And I mean, I still speak to him to this day. We're friends. But
okay,
like,
speak to him. But if you met a cute guy online and he was super nice and he's like, I'm going to fly you out to dinner in Paris. And then after dinner, the next morning, I'll have a driver come and pick you up and we're going to go to Rome for breakfast. Like, what would you do?
I have to make sure, like, my mother has his social security number. Yeah. And I know people are so
You a real
scared.
Black girl.
Yeah, because sex trafficking is real. Oh. And some people never come back home. Like, true. First of all, lunch in Compton.
You know, you say these some real OGs. I do lunch in Compton anyway, because I'm from South Central. So yeah,
but that's
OGs
not getting flued out for you, for real. It's like, take me to my two cents on Pico.
Okay, so what do you think about? Yes, my two cents. What you know about this trip?
That's
about?
My spot.
Okay, so would you ever do a long distance relationship?
Like, I have.
Say you guys met in the same state and then like date for an extended amount of time, long distance.
Yeah, I've done long distance relationship. That didn't work out so well for me because Ooh. Ultimately I'm not doing videos or pictures. I'm not one of those girls. Like, I don't send myself not naked like or whatever. Or like even the FaceTime. And I think after a while, a dude's going to get bored. Like, okay, if you're not flying here, like, you know what I mean?
This is the problem. Let me tell you the problem.
Okay.
The problem is you have to have a limitation, a rule on how often you see each other. So it didn't work out because they're not together. But Brad Pitt back in the day talked about how his relationship with Angelina Jolie was cultivated and how they were very intentional about seeing each other. So mm-hmm. though he was super busy as an actor and so was she, they made a vow to never go more than 14 days without seeing each other. And
well, that's that.
Enough time to miss each other and still prioritize your business and life first, but then not to forget about that other person. And I did it and it worked. I had Cynthia Bailey. Yeah, I did it with Mike for 3 years. And every 2 weeks, we never went 14 days. You look so pretty. We would never go more than 2 weeks without seeing each other. And the longest time we did was when I shot my new television show. That was the longest time we
What was the big gap?
The big gap, but this is after having been married now for almost 3 years and together for 7. It was about a month and a week. And it was,
and that's still not bad.
That's bad, L'Oreal. Because you know why? You forget about like the considerations you make. Like when you with somebody all the time, you don't have those when you're so far away. And so when you get used to not being there, what are those things that you are prioritizing outside of a phone call? Because like you said, that gets boring.
Yeah, it does get boring. And then it's like, all right, texting. And then it's like, you start to drift apart. And I think that was my last situation. Like he, for what he does, he has to travel a lot. And mm-hmm. obviously, you know, we wake up early in the morning and it's like, sometimes he's like, oh, well, I have 3 days back to back where I'm going to be in one certain area. So you should come see me. And I'm like, yeah, but then I still got to broadcast at 5 a.m. And he's like, never mind, stay where you are.
Nobody want to hear that in the morning.
Nobody. And I do. I tell people because you got to be honest. Like, I'm loud in
just
the morning.
Just get an extra room. That's all you got to do is get an extra room. When I was in.
Every single time it starts to be a lot. Like, even I started to feel like it was a lot.
Were you living in a studio?
Huh? No. Because if you're traveling, this is like, you play sports. So
you're in a hotel. So
I'm in a hotel.
You stay in a bedroom. He let him stay in a bedroom and sleep and get up and broadcast. My point is when you want to make it work, you find the time.
It's still frustrating.
It is.
You
it
miss is. Certain things and say they have something like a finals game, right? And you want to go, but you can't because you have an interview with a big artist too. So now you're the only girl.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
you're not there.
Superstar. So yeah. Sorry that you're a star too, and your stars are starring.
Your stars are starring, but that's why some people, they find someone that is more compatible to be able to move around at their own will. You know what I mean? And I get that. Like if Diddy was to call me and say, hey, we going on a yacht for 2 weeks, I'll be like, sorry, Diddy, but we got to break up because it's either you in Italy or Morning Hustle. Like it can't be both.
Exactly.
But Joy, she could go live her best life.
She has a little bit more flexibility. Speaking of flexibility, you're listening to the
Literally.
Undressing Room podcast. That's right. It's presented by Macy's. Go ahead and check out our personal Macy's shopping page. It's over at macy's.com/theundressingroom. And I want to undress this topic because this is really interesting.
Okay.
More college-educated women are having babies outside of marriage.
Mm.
Yes, more college-educated women in their 30s are having babies outside of marriage, according to a study done by a sociologist at Johns Hopkins University.
Every time I hear that, I think of Melody from The Game. Remember when she was like, I could have went to Johns Hopkins.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Game. Okay, well, the study showed that in 2018, 24.5% of women that were ages between 32 and 38, they were having children outside of marriage compared to the 4% that was reported back in 1996.
That's a big jump.
Yes, because sis is paying their own bills now. Sis got their own job we don't need a check now. The study determined that 18 to 27% of women in their 30s will be unmarried when they have their first child.
Wow.
College-educated women who have a child outside of marriage are more likely to be married by the time they have their second child or more likely to be married to the person they had their first child with. That is a statistic I fall into. I was a woman in my 30s, had my first child, college educated. And then by the time I had my second child, I was married. And now we have three in a family. So
that makes sense, though, nowadays.
So it's still more likely for those with less education to have a child outside of marriage. So do you think that...
Well, that was an unnecessary comment to throw in there.
It's just a little tidbit.
That was like a shady, unnecessary shot.
Well, this is per the study at Johns Hopkins. This is not my study. Like the doctor says on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, these are not the thoughts and opinions of Eva Marcille. However, what has been reported, and they reportedly say it's still more likely if you don't have education, you're going to have a child outside of marriage. Yeah. But I have an education. I had a child outside of marriage, so...
Since we sit next to each other.
Don't trip. I drive the car. together. Now, do you think that this number has grown so high, L'Oreal, over the years because of social media access? What do you think it is that has made this go from 4% to a staggering 24%?
I do think you made a good point earlier on when you say, like, we're paying our own bills, sisters is doing it for themselves and all that good stuff. Because my main thing, like, growing up, my sisters had kids, not young, but younger. Like, I'll say one of them did have a child at 19, 20, one of those ages. But the other one waited till later on in her 20s. But they both weren't married when they had their first kids. And then one of my sisters did get married and then they got a divorce. So it just, my whole thing was when I saw this was I never want to have to do this alone. And that was my main thing. So I did always look at it like I want to get married before I have kids. Now, I also look at that like God says, show me your, what's that saying? Basically, like, show me your plans. Something about God laughing at you because obviously it's his plan, right? Ultimately.
Yes.
But now that I'm a little bit older, and it's not that I feel like, oh, time is ticking, because I still feel like I have a little bit of time left, you know, to be able to.
Please.
Yeah, I got time left. But
see, that's the thing right there. The pressure that we put on ourselves, I think that we've gotten to the point where we want to make our own decisions. Like, you don't have to get married if you want to have a baby. You don't have to be of a certain age. Like, if you're 31, oh girl, you better start now, because like, don't do that.
And that's
Let
what
women
people
do it in their time.
That's right. And I think with as far as with me, like I've thrown out that whole idea of I have to be married in order to have this child. I just want to have a healthy relationship with the person that I have a child with. I want my child to be able to know they could come to me or they could go to the father. I don't think it has anything to do with of course, being educated, I feel like would even fall into making educated decisions for yourself. I don't think that it necessarily means like you need education. I have a high school diploma. I did some college. To me, I don't think that coexists. But if
no,
they,
I think the correlation to education is the ability to provide and to be gainfully employed.
Right.
And so if you do fall into a category like L'Oreal and I and millennials that are like, look, sis, I don't have to work at this farm to make this bread. I'm over here. I got hair juice. I'm bringing edges
right,
back.
And right.
I'm making it happen. So I think the idea of education was just those that can have a more guaranteed provision for themselves and for a child later on.
And I also feel like it's not like I've never been pregnant before. I never had an abortion, anything like that. And not knocking anybody that has. But I at first thought like, well, maybe I can't have no kids. But when I went to the doctor, they was like, nah, like, have you ever planned to try to have kids? Like, you know, you ovulate at this time. You can only get pregnant from these days to this days. And I'd be like,
see,
no,
some
but
women, you can sneeze on them
some,
and they
some
pregnant.
Women. Yeah, some women.
You like,
but with
dang,
me,
you
and
months.
I said that. I was like, my ex-boyfriend used to always try. She was like, but on a schedule. And I'm like, no.
Right.
So sometimes it's in, like I said, it's in God's time. So I don't feel the pressure. And it's just going to happen when it happens. And my child is going to be well taken care of because I work hard.
Come on, well taken care of.
Well taken care of. You feel me?
Yes. No, you first of all, you take care of your sunglasses. You definitely take care of a baby. Definitely.
Exactly.
Sis,
not as spoiled as
you,
Monster is.
Okay. It is not necessarily easy if you got money or not. You could have a great education, all the money in the world. Being a single mom is difficult. I know I was one.
Right.
But you got to do what works for you and not the rest of the world because they're not in your life.
Right. I think a healthy relationship, period, should be first and foremost, whether it's a friendship. You know, a lot of people then reached out to their friends like, yo, let's have a baby together. I think it'll be great. And it's end up working out way better. Just make sure you have that solid foundation to even be bringing a child into the world is how I look at it.
But even with that, and we're going to slide into this next topic because we have a little bit of time. Even with that, you never ready, L'Oreal.
Yeah.
You can plan everything. You can have
a husband,
get pregnant, make a nursery, all of that. Baby, that home birth turns into the hospital, that C-section turns into a natural. That
good man turned to be gay.
Look, wow. Let's go ahead and hop into your DMs on that. Are we on your DMs yet?
So, yes, we are going to go straight into the DMs because this week it was kind of light, but it was things that I deemed necessary, right?
Okay.
Now, this is my favorite one. I was up really, really late watching all the Queen's Men. And when I tell you, I love this show. Eva is so gangsta on this show. You look amazing. Like they got every single look. They got you looking bomb. Like, and
shout
you look bomb
already. Rihanna out of New York. She is the costumer over everything Tyler Perry. She did All the Queen's Men. And we were trying to go for a very, very Dominique Devereaux dynasty moment, honey.
You did it. You did it, Joe. And you were just so gangster. Like, I'm not done. I'm on episode. I'm ashamed to say I just binged straight through. I'm on episode 5. So
it came out on Thursday, girl.
I know. I had the support. So I posted it up, right? And I'm like, I can't stop watching whatever, right? Why do I have several people in my DM asking me for my BET Plus password? Strangers, you think I'm about to give you my secret password that I use for other stuff? I'm not doing that, man. So don't DM me no more and ask for the password because it's not happening. But I definitely had to make sure.
Thank you for watching.
I shouted that out right there. And then last but not least, I had this other man.
Uh-oh.
So, and we've talked about this a little bit before, but then there's a little more added to it. Now, We get this all the time in my DM, and it starts off, would you date a regular dude? Which is something that always comes across my DMs. And then he followed
your dudes
up.
Go to the finals.
That was one guy.
One guy, and, but still.
And then he followed up with, how are you still single? So I want to say this about that. I hate when people ask that question. Or whatever the case. I'm single because I choose to be single. If I wanted to be in a relationship, I am single because I choose to be single.
Okay.
Nobody chooses me. I choose whether or not I want to be in a relationship with the person. I can be in a relationship with 1,000 people today if I wanted to. Those guys, I just don't feel like are worthy of my time and me giving up time that is set aside for myself, me, my career, and things that I'm doing to focus on him a little bit. Like, I don't want to do that.
No one deserves an explanation for why you do or don't have a man. If you don't want to have a man right now, baby, don't. It's very that simple. You don't have to have a reason why.
It's crazy. And also, just because you've dated an athlete once, or twice.
Or three times.
Or three times. Or maybe. Doesn't mean, like, the guy that I was with for the longest time. Three times. Okay, four.
The guy I need that. One more.
Five. No, I'm joking. So, the guy that I was with for the longest amount of time, a regular guy. Like, I don't know why y'all just deem me to be Joy Chavez all of a sudden.
Don't do that.
Not like that, but I'm just saying Drake, I mean, Future. I'm not knocking her neither. Her lineup is impeccable. You know what I mean? Like, good girl. Good
her
girl.
Starting five. Who are her starting five?
Her top five is fantasy football. You know what I mean?
Listen,
like, she's in the fantasy.
In the number one spot, running the ball right now. Wearing jersey number zero.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not even tied to any guys because I keep my business pretty low. Like,
no, but I don't think it has to do with you being tied. I think that you are a very fancy lady. I think that you are very unattainable for regular men. When they see you, they're like, oh, I have to be something different than what I am. So the question is, can a regular guy get L'Oreal's time? And they
By the way of regular, if you're saying it like somebody that has to figure out how
like
to,
Applebee's.
Yeah, you're not for me. Because like, if anything, we'll be together for a month and you're going to be like, she's too high maintenance or too whatever. And then you're going to ghost and leave because you can't, you're going to be too embarrassed to say you can't afford to be with me anymore.
Well, will you pay
for him to eat?
If you like him, if he's nice and you like him, he just can't afford your, you know.
No, we got to be on the same level of, because look, I'm not going to boss
well,
up to go.
Y'all have to be on the same.
But look,
level?
I'm going to explain to you why. I work mad hard to get to where I'm at in life. I was at positions where I wasn't as up, but I'm not going to work all this hard to turn around and go reach down. And
you don't have
no.
to reach down. You just reach into your purse. See, you want the breakfast in Rome, the dinner in Paris. You bougie.
I want you to grind out like I have to boss up. Like, I don't want somebody that's not bossing up themselves. You don't have to be all the way there, but you got to be working towards it. You need a plan.
Okay.
You need a goal.
That.
Yeah, like if somebody, like,
but
for instance,
figure that out in a month.
Yeah, no, but it's a guy that even I was just talking to my girl Angie about, and I was like, yo, you know what I think is dope about him? He got this business going on. It ain't up there yet, but he's got a plan.
He's working on it.
He works every day hard. That's the kind of guy I need. Like, not nobody that's like, you going to pay for me to eat? Like,
well,
no.
Well, didn't know what was going on. Y'all are listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Go ahead and check out our personal Macy's page. Yes, it's a shopping page. It is at Macy's.com/TheUndressingRoom. Now, you know we have a final question.
Eat your cornbread. I just want to know. All
but
right.
You know, well, the way I want to raise my daughter. So I'm not even mad at it. Like,
see,
I'm
there
here,
we go.
I'm here for the whole moment.
Me and Marley going to be out here.
Single together.
Damn, Eva.
Wow. All right, let's go ahead and address this final question. So this post comes from wives_and_mothers, and it's on Twitter. It says, baby, ignore my parents. It's me you're getting married to, not them. I'll always love you and be on your side. Well, someone responded. I do think it was a mature lady that said, oh, my dear, do not accept this kind of arrangement. If he / her parents don't accept you, pack your things and run. in the long run, things will only get worse and messy. Now, could you find yourself marrying someone that you didn't get along with their parents?
No. And if I did, I would have to, we would have to have a family discussion and hash that out before we did. Because a man, I feel like no matter what, is always going to listen to his mama at least, or and his daddy, if the daddy in the life too. Like, and I've dealt with a situation where I was in a relationship with someone, I was younger, way younger. And it's so crazy because I just had a conversation with his mother. He passed away. Oh. But his mother, I always felt like she didn't really like me. And in the beginning, she did. And then it was like, as things went on, I guess certain things that happened, he would tell her. And then it just seems as though she was like saying things that like would kind of push him away from me. And I don't think that it was
your mama's
purpose.
Boy.
He was her only son. And then, you know what I mean? So yes. It was kind of like yes. that. And like certain things happen or whatever the case. And just the other day I saw her, I see her often. And like, I had this conversation with her and I literally broke down. Like it was like years that I was holding on to stuff because he passed away. And then it was still things on the table that like, I feel like she kind of was a little bit of a wedge in the relationship. You know what I mean? And it was like, I was kind of scared of her too. Cause again, I was way younger, but I do feel like her influence on him. And I explained to her certain things and things that she didn't understand that she was speaking out against on me. And she was like, damn, if you would have told me that then I would have not said certain things to him. You know what I mean? But that conversation wasn't to be had. I was too young. I was too much of a kid to be talking to a grown woman about, you know, her not liking me.
Reconcile you guys' issues if he hadn't passed away and he did end up proposing and you didn't want to marry him. You would have to, I mean, could you see yourself accepting the proposal and getting married before you hash things out, or is that necessary before we even move forward?
I think
is it like you and him against the world, or
no, because you don't want to cut somebody off from their family. Like with me, I'm really close with my family, and I've also been in a situation where I felt like a guy was coming in between me and my family, and like, yeah, it was me and him, but then when it wasn't me and him, it was just me. And like, I was kind of, I missed my family. So like I think that you should always try to hash it out. Be the bigger person in any situation. Cause that's his family. He don't need you ultimately.
Well, like this is the thing. Like when you end up deciding to make someone your forever, everything that they come along with becomes your forever. So you inherit all of that. And it's one of those things I think that Mother Goose on the end, who said, sis, don't take that kind of arrangement, was really speaking life into this young lady, basically letting her know that you are asking for a very, very tumultuous relationship. So if you want something healthy and proper, you need to rectify that now. Not necessarily because he's a mama's boy and going to listen to his mom all the time, but it is not fair to put him in a position to have to choose between you and his mom. And there is no way you can measure that degree of love between someone that loved you and took care of you your entire life to the love that you have chosen. That shouldn't even have to compete. And so if you are competing, you'll be doing that for your entire relationship.
Right.
Who's cooking Thanksgiving? Who's saying a prayer? Who bought who a gift?
Yes.
Didn't speak when you walked in. Like it just, I'm very happy. Doretha Sterling, my mother-in-law, Charles Sterling, my father-in-law, they're jewels. My sister-in-laws who are Spitfire Scorpios, they are such gems. And if we did not get along, it would be very difficult on my
relationship. So and you
difficult.
Want somebody that respects their mother, because to me, that's a reflection of how they're going to treat women. So if he's just like, oh, my mother doesn't like you, forget her, let's just still get married.
Scary.
That's a red flag.
I mean.
That's a red flag.
If he's going to throw his mama away like that, I'm scared.
Because you're going to be the next woman he throw away.
Listen, that part. Now, if you want us to go ahead and address your final question, then be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast and DM us for a chance to be featured. And baby, you know we're going to undress it. What are we listening to?
We listening to the Undress and Run podcast presented by Macy's. Make sure you check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/the Undress and Run, y'all.
Mm-mm. Yes. And if you haven't caught some of the older episodes, go ahead and click on the link and get up to speed. Come on.
That's right. Undressed. And make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe, and also tell a friend to tell a friend, because, you know, they missing out on some good stuff right here.
Especially that Brat and Bow Wow. We took all of our Macy's clothes off. We was naked. I had to take everything up off the floor.
They were killing Bow Wow underneath my comment section. They were so mad at some of the things that he had to say.
I love his honesty, though. And that's what you're going to get all day, every day on the Dressing Room podcast. It's no right. It's no wrong. It's just us. It's how it go.
Yeah, go yell at Bow Wow, too, under the comments.
Yes. And don't forget to add us. We see y'all next week.
Bye.
The Undressing Room podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, Aaliyah Foss, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.